And so she tells this black man to his face, she knows she's being videotaped, that she is going to weaponize the New York City Police Department. She's going to weaponize them against him if he doesn't stop filming her.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
It's a powerful moment and moment for pause for us to think about the kind of power that we put into the hands of the average white person who believes that they are deputized to control the movements of black people. This is actually what existed after the Civil War with the creation of black codes, where black people could be questioned by any white person and asked to show their papers showing their employment, that some white person employed them, and that therefore they had the right to be on a public road. That's how they used to try to police us after the Civil War. After we were theoretically free from slavery, they created these state codes and city ordinances that controlled our conduct. And that's what you see when you see, you know, all of these people who call 911 on black people having a barbecue or standing outside their house or whatever they're calling about.
Teenagers going to a swim party.
Teenagers going to a swim party. Is the fundamental belief of most white people that they have the right to question a black person's legitimacy and essentially ask the black person to show their freedom papers, essentially, to show that they have the right to enter this building, to be in this hallway, to be in the gym we saw recently, right?